Hello, everybody, all the Seasons Leadership listeners, and welcome to summer with the Seasons Leadership Podcast, where we celebrate the season of being in the flow, moving forward, and taking actions full of energy. Throughout the season, we will bring you actionable advice to improve your leadership and life today. Thank you for joining me, Debbie Collard, today. As a certified leadership coach and a co-founder with my partner, Susan Ireland, in Seasons Leadership, we share a vision to make excellent leadership the worldwide standard. Learn more at seasonsleadership.com. And join us in making positive leadership the norm rather than the exception. By listening and engaging in the discussions featured on this podcast, you help us bring leadership excellence to the world. Thank you for joining us today. This is a short podcast, and you just get to listen to me today, Debbie, because Susan's off enjoying her summer already. But I wanted to talk to you about the season of summer. Summer in the Northern Hemisphere, of course, because the Southern Hemisphere is experiencing the opposite. What you probably know about us, if you've listened to us for any length of time, is that we use the seasons at Seasons Leadership as a metaphor for leadership and a metaphor for life and the cycles that we all go through. So the summer cycle is all about, we call it at Seasons Leadership, cultivate. It's all about the commitment that you have and launching new things and building things that you awakened or got used to or described or created in the spring, right? And so it's about launching and building those things and staying on track with your vision. It's about doing, because summertime we know is it's light outside. It's light longer. We have longer days. You know, what it means to me is I get up earlier because it's already light out and I have two little dogs and I like to walk them before it gets too hot. I live in South Texas, so you can imagine it gets quite hot here pretty early. I can put more stuff into the day of summer, right? Because it's longer. There's a lot more time to do things that I love and that I have the energy for because it's summer. So for example, I try to spend time in my pool quite often. I try to get out on the lake and do my paddle boarding or the ocean if that's available to me. Spending time with my friends, reading, relaxing, and let's not forget the leadership aspects of this. Susan and I do some of our best work in the summer because we're more focused on what we're trying to accomplish, and we're more creative and we're more productive all around because the days are longer, we have more energy, we have more time, and we get into very creative, futuristic discussions, as well as being productive on the things we're working on right now. So I can't say enough good things about summer. I love summer since I was a little kid, right? Because we go to school, we get a few months off in the summer. How fun is that? Always look forward to it, and it always feels too short. But when we're adults, we don't necessarily get that time off during the summer, but it's still a season for us of growth and, you know, that commitment and that productivity. And the great thing about summer having longer days is that we can cram more in, right? So we can be productive at work, but also we can do all these fun things with our friends, family, or just get out there ourselves and do fun things that we really enjoy. One thing that I'm going to be doing this summer is I'm going to have a couple of girlfriend trips so I can reconnect, catch up with what's going on in their lives, spend some time just renewing the friendship and the energy and feeling good about where that relationship is. So cultivating the relationship, if you will. One other thing about summer, we like to describe it as the season of yes. And what I mean by that is the feelings around summer are you're energized, you're motivated, you're on track, you're creative, as I've already said, and you're productive. right? And the actions you take are actions of commitment or recommitment, focus, building your skills, performing and producing at the things you've already got in work, and taking the time to renew. Summer is the time, is the season to make this stuff happen. Now, just because it's summer in the Northern Hemisphere does not mean that it's summer in all phases of your life. You could be in a different season in different aspects of your life. And I encourage you, if that's where you are, to honor that and do what you need to do to be in that season and fully embrace it. One thing that Susan and I offer at Seasons Leadership is we have a Leading Through Change program that we do every quarter that can help you through, and it's by Reflection Circle. So Reflection Circle is Leading Through Change. And we run that program every quarter, and you can sign up for it if you're go to our website, www.seasonsleadership.com. And that will help you through seasonal transitions or actually any kind of change that you're going through, help you as a person and help you as a leader. So I encourage you, this is the season of summer, get out there, do some fun things, listen to podcasts, whatever it is for you, and have fun. Thank you so much for joining us for the Seasons Leadership Podcast. We hope you take the words of excellence with you to help strengthen your leadership and the organizations and communities in which you live and work. Join us in making excellent leadership the worldwide standard by subscribing to our community on Patreon. Remember, no matter what level or role, you can become more than you are today. Visit patreon.com/seasonsleadership to become a member and begin working towards your full leadership potential. We would love to connect with you as we build our community of excellent leaders. Until next time, we hope you enjoy the positivity of this season of summer, where you're in the flow, moving forward, and taking actions full of energy. Until next time, have a great summer. Oh, and P.S., don't forget to listen to on our website, www.seasonsleadership.com, to our summer playlist. And if you have ideas for other songs, put that in there as well.